Dan Da Silva sitting in, and I think you heard me just now mentioning what I was saying with regards to falling behind 3-0, back-to-back games. It's not a trend you want to be falling into on a nightly basis.
No, not at all. It's what I just said to the players. It's not a recipe for success. The league's too good. You can get lucky on some nights and mount a comeback, but that's not the way we want to play. It's not the way we want to start hockey games by any means, and the frustrating part is that we do it to ourselves. You know, the last two nights, we did it to ourselves, really. Tonight, we were mismanaging pucks. The turnovers were crazy in the first period. We're cheating for our offense, and it's all stuff we're doing to ourselves. So the good news is that those are things we can fix.
Yeah, it's a little bit loose in the defensive zone and just not being certain of what you're supposed to be doing in some instances, it looks like.
Yeah, I don't know about that so much. It's like they're all three goals in the first period directly off of turnovers.
Yep.
We literally passed it to their stick.
Right.
You know, and so we need to manage the game better. We need to maybe start a little simpler, make hard plays early in the game. So, you know, we do have some young players that are making some mistakes. We do have some veteran players that are making some mistakes. And so that also is frustrating. So, you know, you look at the last 40 minutes of that game, I thought that we were actually the better team. I think we outchanced them in the last 40 minutes without the empty netter. It's a 1-0 game for us the last 40 minutes. I'm not into moral victories by any means, but it's good for the players to understand what type of team we can be and the potential we have as long as we don't hurt ourselves.
Salute to their goaltender, though. I mean, he made some big stops. Zach Olsen in alone, Vielhoofd in alone. I mean, had their chances. It could have been a tie hockey game.
For sure. And, you know, again, I give the guys credit. Like, there is belief on the bench again. There is good comments on the bench again. And they never quit. They kept going. They kept fighting. And the credit to their goalie. He made some big saves for us, for them. And if we got one more, you never know what would happen. But, again, that's just, it's, you're the hockey gods are saying, you know what, we gave it to you last night, but tonight you're not going to get it because you don't deserve it.
Okay. It's still the university schedule for you. You're off now again until Friday when you're at home against Red Deer, and then you play Sunday in Brandon. But again, you get some time to try and fix on those things and get them fixed so that you're a little more consistent in what you're trying to do moving forward.
For sure. And there'll be video sessions, one-on-one and team video sessions to kind of help the guys, you know, learn from these mistakes. And as long as we're living and learning and getting better every day, that's, you know, we'll be good at, by the end of the season. Not by the end of the season, but just it's every week, right? Every game, we want to be better than we were the game before. We want to learn these lessons and move on. And like I said before, the frustrating part is that, you know, we saw some of these mistakes happen last weekend against PA. We saw them last night against Lethbridge. And it's like, you know, what is it going to take for us to learn our lessons here? And it's not just the same guys. It's a little bit of everybody right now. So, there'll be some good days of practice, some good days of video, and we'll be better for it again next weekend at home.
Living and learning and getting better every day. I think those are lyrics from a country song somewhere along the line.
Well, if it's not Morgan Wallen, I don't know it.
Coach, thanks for this. We'll see you downstairs.
Thanks, Les.